We've been discussing differences between Tfilas Shacharis and Mincha on one hand, and Tfilas Aravis evening service on the other hand, which is the Machlokas in the Gemara, and we assume fundamentally Tfilas Aravis Rishus. It started off as a Rishus historically, but fundamentally today, functionally, we view it as a Chova, but nevertheless, there are differences. And one is that there's no Chazaras Hashatz, that Meirav. The Chazan doesn't repeat Shmon Esri like he does Shacharis and Mincha, and that's because by Shacharis and Mincha, the Chova is mandatory, so they instituted Chazaras Hashatz for those who missed it or can't read. However, by Meirav, it's a Rishus, so we didn't bother with Chazaras Hashatz. And also, the Rambam writes, we're not so makbid on time. We daven sometimes before it gets dark out Ma'ariv. Again, Eimik Daksigim is Manam because Tfilas Arav is Rishus. Another difference is there are different types of Kaddish, we say, throughout the davening. So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out there are three types of Kaddish we say in our davening. The trick is to find out which one it is. And there are some disputes exactly which one it is. But we know when it's Kaddish, when we're saying it. Which Kaddish it is, it might be a discussion. But there's three types. There's a Kaddish HaMatchil, a Kaddish that begins the unit, Kaddish HaGomer, a Kaddish that finishes the unit, and then Kaddish HaMafsik, a Kaddish that sometimes breaks up. It shows you're going from one unit to another. You're transferring from one unit to another. So for instance, not such a well-known halacha, but brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We know, at least, b'di'eved, minimally speaking, we know there's a concept of tefillah b'tzibur, and the common practice is, or the common assumption is, that as long as you're davening Shmoneh Esrei together with the tzibur, even if you come in late, so what do you do here? As long as the chazan's going to be draying around on Shabbos, on Kiel Adon, or whatever it is during the week, and as long as I catch up by Shmoneh Esrei, I'm a fulfillment of Tfilas B'Tzibur, and I'm not going to take that away from you. That is the next best thing. So, however, in Shulchan Aruch, they bring down that really Tfilas B'Tzibur begins, and the Rambam brings it down with the Kaddish before Baruch Hu. The Kaddish before Baruch Hu is the beginning of the unit, and it goes straight from the Kaddish until Shmoneh Esrei. So really, it's obviously depending on where you're up to, but the ideal is, even if you're coming late, that to skip some of Psukei V'Zimra, so you can catch up by Baruch Hu, not to try to, of course if you can't do that, you do it Shmoneh Esrei. That's the next best thing, but ideally, then you should begin with the Tzibur at the Baruch Hu, and then daven together with them, because the Kaddish is the beginning of the Tfilas B'Tzibur. It's a Kaddish HaMatchil. Let's say the Kaddish, so that we know when we dive a Musaf on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos, we do a Kaddish before Musaf. So that's the question in the post-gim, whether that's a Kaddish HaGomer, is that the Kaddish ending Shacharis, or is it a Kaddish HaMatchil, or is it the, before every Tfilas B'Tzibur, you start off with the Kaddish, so therefore, it's the beginning of Tfilas HaTzibur of Musaf. My Nafkamin, either way, we're going to say the Kaddish.
The Kaddish
HaMafsik. Right. So, well, we assume it's not a Kaddish HaMafsik.
Well, why not? Because it's exactly between two units.
But here it's beginning. I'll give an example of a Kaddish HaMafsik shortly. Kaddish HaMafsik is more showing you're going from different levels. That's also a transition. Right. Oh, right. So I'll give an example.
You have to give an example.
What?
Right. Yes, and in fact, that's what the post can bring down, that the Kaddish HaGomer, let's say, is, so, even though the Ramah writes, the Kaddish HaGomer is the Kaddish after Aleinu, but the Vilna Gaon writes, he says the Ramah made a mistake, it was based on a Kabbalistic source, that really, the Tfilas HaTzibur, the Kaddish HaGomer, is a Kaddish right before Aleinu, it's a Skabel Slosson, we incorporate our Kaddish God accept our tefillahs, and we end tefillah there. In other words, the difference being is, since we assume that we wear a tefillin in the morning during tefillah b'tzibur, at what point is tefillah b'tzibur over? In other words, at what point, obviously the idea was obviously if you can't leave your tefillin on to the end, but if you have to leave before you leave, but assuming you're not that pressing time, you want to leave, but you want to get in, you want to leave your tefillin on to the last possible moment where you have to, obviously the best thing if you leave it on to the end of davening, you get scarred for that, but in terms of tefillah b'tzibur, so do you take it off by the Kaddish? So according to the Gra, and Rav Soloveitchik followed the Gra's opinion, he was machmir also for the Ramah, but if you take off your tefillin, you have to tiskabos lasan. In fact, speaking of tefillin, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, the meaning is we don't wear our tefillin during Musaf, we only wear our tefillin during Shacharis, at what point do we take off our tefillin? So the common practice, I'd say, in many shuls that have daven, that is, you usually finish Ashrei Yavo Letzion, and then either during the Kaddish, after the Kaddish, people start taking the tefillin off. There's usually a break in the action. Then depending, different shuls, some shuls, they just put the tefillin down and then they wrap them later. Some wrap them right away. The Rav says you should wrap them right away. It's a bizayon to the tefillin to leave them lying out without being wrapped up. So Rav Soloveitchik and others point out what you should be doing. And it comes down to what is the nature of the Kaddish of before Musaf. So the Rav felt it was a Kaddish Hamatchiel. He felt it was the beginning of Tefillah B'tzibur and Musaf. So he felt that once you already have his tefillin, so what do they recommend the postum? After you do Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in the Volatzion, there's a semi-kedusha we say in the Volatzion. After you say Kadosh, 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 but then while you're still davening Volatzion, you should be taking off your tefillin and wrapping them up. By the time you get to the Kaddish after Volatzion, you're ready in the Musaf mode, and then you go straight from Kaddish right into Musaf. In other words, you know, practically speaking, it will stop the talking in between people taking the tefillin off, you know, waiting around a couple of minutes. But the Rav felt it's best to take off your tefillin before the Kaddish, because the Kaddish isn't a Kaddish HaGomer, it's a Kaddish HaMatzil, and therefore once you already have his tefillin off already, when you begin that Kaddish before Musaf, that's what you should be doing. So the Kaddish HaMatzil... So if you're saying Kaddish, you should have them off before Kaddish. And I guess the tefillah Sibah could be taking them off, you know, either during that time also. Usually it's the Kaddish of the Shriach Sibah anyway. So he should, you know, I guess he has, you know, the Shriach Sibah, I guess he'd start taking them off also, you know, towards the end of Olatzion. He should have his...
Well, continuing to daven. He should have his...
Right, but that's, everyone has to continue davening. He's just leading services, but... So that's what he is. And the difference would be, let's say on a normal Shabbos morning, what usually is they say the Kaddish and all that. You know, the rabbi speaks, then they say the Kaddish, and then they go on to Musaf. So if it's a Kaddish HaMatzil, like the Rav assumed, there was no problem. Then there's no heftik in between. You're going straight from. You know, you're going straight from the Kaddish into, it's the beginning of Tzvigas Musaf. You're starting off with the Kaddish. If you hold it's a Kaddish HaGomer, if it's a Kaddish of finishing Shacharis, you're having a long break in between, you know, talking about current events, Israel, whatever the rabbi is talking about at the sermon. So some posts can recommend the Chazan before he says the Kaddish should say privately to himself a couple of psukim of Tehillim, so therefore he could say the Kaddish. If you assume it's the beginning of a new unit, it's a non-issue. You're beginning a new unit. That's why we say the Hin and the Osa on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to be mafsik in between the Kaddish HaMatzil Musaf and do anything in between. You want to go straight from the Kaddish right into Musaf if you believe it's a Kaddish that's beginning the unit. Yeah, Mike?
If every Tzibur has a Kaddish HaMatzil and a Kaddish HaGomer...
Yeah, every Tzibur, yeah.
Every Tzibur, so if you want to say that's a... Kaddish HaGomer,
right.
Where's the Kaddish HaMatzil for
Musaf? Right, that'd be the problem with that Shita. The problem with, let's say, the it's a machlokas, let's say the Gra and the Rama, when is the Kaddish HaGomer? So the Gra, the way we daven fits in very well, because that's when we say it's Tiskabel Slosson on the Kaddish before Boatzion. In Aleinu, after Aleinu we don't even have a Kaddish. What we have is a Kaddish Yostom, if someone isn't... But however, the Babachar and others try to institute that, in fact, the Rav was Machmer for the Shita Tarama, if there was no one saying Kaddish, he would go ahead and say... He would say Kaddish, because he felt it wasn't just the Kaddish Yostom, based on the Rama, you know, he was Machmer the Rama, that he said, I don't know if he said Tiskabel Tiskabel Slosson, which is... Akash, according to Rav, we should be saying Tiskabel Slosson after. You know, so right. So, and then the question is, could you have a dual Kaddish? Could you have a Kaddish that plays a double role? And, you know, and then maybe some argue on that point. Does every Tzvi Ubetiwa need a Kaddish Hamatzkil or not?
So, but, and what do you consider the Kaddish that immediately follows the Chazar Hashat? There's always one of those. What's that? Is that a Tzvi?
You have the Ma'ariv?
No, let's say Shachris and Shabbos.
You mean, oh, you said, right.
Before taking out the Torah. Or before Hayom.
Right, so either... Right, so...
Hamapsik?
Well, that's a possibility. Let me just tell you what a Kaddish Hamapsik is, and we'll discuss that. There's a third Kaddish. There's a Kaddish Hamapsikil. There's a Kaddish that begins a unit. There's a Kaddish Hagomen. There's a Kaddish... What's a Kaddish Hamapsik? So, Tosus in two places, he doesn't use the words Kaddish Hamapsik, but he uses it in this context.
The term is invented by Soloveitchik.
So right, that's the language. No, but the concept is, and he just, in other words, all these things, you know, all the things he said weren't really in Chidushim and Hilchas Tefillah. It was just stuff that he elaborated on, like the Shulchan Aruch will mention, quick mention of something, and you know, he just developed the theme in terms of all the different Kaddish, but it's not, he's not making any revolutionary idea about what Kaddish is all about. So, it's a Tosfos in Megillah. Actually, we discussed about it a couple of months ago when we were discussing Inyanei Kriyas HaTorah. So, we were discussing Tosfos in Megillah. The Gemara was talking about whether Master is Ola L'minyan Shiva or not. Whether when we say the Master, let's say yesterday, you know the Halacha is on Shabbos, you have seven Aliyahs. Today we have more on Shabbos. You know, we assume you could be Mosif, you could add more, and we do. But the Yikar Hadin, and that was the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, you only do seven, because today, in the days of the Gemara, everyone didn't come up and make another bracha. It was the Kohen making the bracha Rishona, and the last person making the bracha Achrona. So there was no problem of giving Hosafas. The Grush Shita is that Bizman Hazel, you don't do Hosafas, because since the Takana changed, every person gets up, makes their own bracha, so it's an issue of making maybe, you know, bracha Shein and Tzrichas, etc. So the Gra, Vikar Adin, he probably agrees it's okay, but the Minig HaGra and the Minig in most yeshivas are that you don't make Halsafas, because you just go with the straight seven. So you have seven Aliyahs. So where is Master? Is Master number seven or is Master number eight? That's a discussion in the Gemara. So we basically pass the Master Eino, or the way we do anyway, our practice is Master Eino Ola L'minyan Shiva. Master does not count within the Minyan Shiva. So so Tosfos quotes Rabbi Hananel, who points out, and so how do we show that? He points out that really in the olden days they used to do the Kaddish after, because also the Master was different. Also, they used to leave three to five psukim over at the end of the Parsha and read new psukim. That was the original practice. For different reasons, various practices change. So now that we do is we read the whole parsha, we do the Kaddish, and then we go back and repeat the last, the end. It used to be, they used to stop a couple of psukim before the end, do Master, and then do the Kaddish. So Tosfos points out from Rabbeinu Chananel, or Rabbeinu Meshulam, that today, really, we assume a Yikar HaDin, Master Eino Ola L'minyan Shiva. Master does not count within the seven. And therefore, he says specifically, that's why we changed the practice. We put the Kaddish in between the regular Kriyas HaTorah and the Master. And the Kriyas HaTorah is a Chova. You have to have seven Kruim. The Master is like it's also Hasafa. It's an extra. It's Eino Ola L'minyan Shiva. So the Kaddish in between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Master, that's a Tosfos called a Kaddish Hamapsik, Or another example, Tfilas Meirev. Like, so we know when we begin Shacharis, we do the Kaddish Hamaskil before Baruch Hu. Then we do Baruch Hu, Birkas Kriyashma, Kriyashma, with Soma Gula Tfila, and then we do the Shmoneh Esrei. The Kaddish, the Tfilah B'Tzibur includes all of them. Alright, so how come we don't begin with the Kaddish before Meirev? In fact, I think some Svaridim do. In some, you know, some Svaridi Minyanim, they do a Kaddish, makes sense, a Kaddish, you know, that'd be similar to, but I think they also make a Kaddish in between, so, before Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
So therefore I want to, so what that Kaddish role plays is another story, then is it to go, is it to be, you know, so what do you need the first one for if you're having one here? But either way, but our minig is, the minig Ashkenaz anyway, in most shuls is, you make the Kaddish right before Shmoneh Esrei or Meirev. So the question is, why are you breaking up, number one, there's a mitzvah, smicha, school, with tefillah. Like in the morning, you go Gal Yisrael right into Shmoneh Esrei. So number one is, since tefillah's Arav is Rishus, since tefillah's Arav is fundamentally optional, we're not so careful about being soma gul with tefillah. So in the morning, we literally go Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, right into Shmoneh Esrei. No hesed whatsoever. Even at night, even if you're not minhag Ashkenaz, even if you don't say Baruch Hashem Leolam, we even have Hashkivenu we throw in. So we already have a heptic in between Gaal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. So we're not really being so makuwas here because Tzilas Arav is Rishus. So Tosis and Brachas points out that's also the reason why we have the Kaddish right before Shmoneh Esrei. We want to separate the Chova from the Rishus. In other words, Birkas Kriyashma and Kriyashma is a Chova. That's something you have to do. And now you're getting to davening Meirev, meaning the Shmoneh Esrei, Tzilas Arav Rishus. We want to be Mafsik Ben Chovel or Rishus. We want to, it's a Kaddish HaMafsik, we're being Mafsik between the Kriyashma and the Birkas Kriyashma, let's say, which is a Chova or the Kriyashma, versus the Meirev, which is only a Rishus. So that's a Kaddish HaMafsik. Two examples Tosus gives of a Kaddish HaMafsik is between things which are chova versus not chova. Let's say the master is ain't all a minyan shiva. It's the end of the kriya shiva. It's the end of the chova of the kriya satorah. Master is something else. And here too, the kriya shema is an obligation, but the tefillas arav as we're about to begin is inherently a rishus, and therefore we do the kaddish in between. So we have the kaddish hamaskil because that is also the kaddish. So where's the kaddish hamaskil? So according to the other practice I mentioned, it's good to maybe the Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei is you have a Kaddish Hamaska and a Kaddish Hamaska in between breaking it up, then it's not really a Kaddish Hamaska anymore. So that's why it's very difficult to figure out in terms of many Kaddishes. They seem to at the same time being the end, the beginning. So it's a separate share. Another time I'm going through all the different Kaddishes trying to figure out exactly which Kaddish we're on, but the Rav gets that there are three different types of Kaddish. The trick is to figure out, then there's a Kaddish HaYasam also, a Kaddish for Avelim, say, but in terms of which one play which role on the different Nav communities. But the point he brought out that the Kaddish before Meirev here is a Kaddish HaMafsik. Mafsik, because since Tzvilas Arav is a Rishus, and therefore a Mafsik between Kriyashma and Birka Kriyashma, which is mandatory. So they point out that that we know there's a concept of davening with a minyan. Tefillah b'tzibur, like we're going to be doing shortly. So the Rav said the Kaddish before Baruch Hu is the beginning of Tefillah b'tzibur, and then the Kaddish before Aleinu Tiskavol Slosson, that is the Kaddish Hagomer. And the Rav was machmer anyway that for the Ramah Shita that Tefillah B'Tzibur ends with the Kaddish after Aleinu. Therefore, he felt that even if there was no Avel, he would go ahead and make a Kaddish. And that was Lubavitcher Rebbe Shita also. He tried to institute, but that's not the classical poskim don't agree with that. They assume that, like the Vilna Gaon, that the Kaddish we make after Avodah Zion, that is the end of the Tefillah B'Tzibur B'Shacharit. So there's a concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Rav spoke about Tefillah B'Tzibur many times. So he points out there are two dinim in Tefillah. But he called tefillah bit tzibur, davening with the tzibur, and tefillah hat tzibur, the tefillah of the tzibur, like chazaras hachat. In other words, we have, you have 10 people, you know, davening to, you know, together. So you have, you know, that tefillah bit tzibur, like the silent Shmoneh Esrei. We're all davening together, quietly, silently, but we're davening together at the same time. That's tefillah bit tzibur. However, when the chazan, the chazaras hachat, the shliach tzibur, when he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, that's tzilas ha-tzibur. That's the tefillah representing the tzibur. So let's say, so we pointed out, we know there's halacha, let's say, by Bikurim. We know that even though Bikurim is fundamentally, the Bikurim is the mitzvah, you bring the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. So even though Bikurim is fundamentally a chovas ha-yachid, it's a personal obligation, it's not a public mitzvah on the tzibur, it's a personal obligation to bring in your own bikurim. Nevertheless, the Mishnah writes and the Rambam elaborates it, but you should be doing it together with many people around. So there's certain mitzvahs that we like to do with a lot of people involved, but nevertheless, there, let's say Kiddush, let's say, or other mitzvahs, that there's a concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech. There's a concept in general, it's nice to do mitzvahs in Barov with a lot of people. But it's not a chovas hatzibur. It's not telling me that I have to make kiddush, you know, with a minion. It's just that for some things, the more people you have, it just enhances the mitzvah. But it's not inherent. Let's say so that's what he says bikurim. Bikurim, even though the Mishnah and the Rambam talks about getting many people there, enhancing it, but it's not a din. It's not like tzvi or betzibur. It's not a din where it's a chovas hatzibur. It's a din of barov am hadras melech. Right.
You get 3 and you get to do something extra, and you get 10 and you get 11 of a little extra.
So actually we'll see. Actually we'll see the Rav, that's what we're going to get to, probably not today, but the Rav is going to show how Tfilah B'Tzibur and benching is different. Where today we bench different. Today it used to be, the old practice was that one person used to be, you know, bench B'Chabura, you're hearing it called B'Tzibur, but B'Chabura, you had one person benching out loud every word, and everyone used to listen and be yotzi. That's kind of like the practice of chazaras hashas. In other words, it was one person, but benching, that was the practice. You didn't bench, you listened to the person leading the zimun. And in fact, that's why we used to have a leftover, we try at least to listen to Azanas HaKol. The one who's leading zimun should at least say the first bracha out loud to everyone here. That's what the practice. But really, the real practice, midin ha-gemara, is that the one who does zimun, he does the benching for everyone. Everyone just sits there listening attentively. That's the key. Listening attentively, since we can't do that anymore today, so we bench ourselves. But really, the din of Birchas, that's what we'll see. Birchas HaMazon, Mechabura, and Tfilah B'Tzibur, the Rav point out, is going to be a separate, is like, Jeff is going to be a separate din. But we'll get to that maybe next week. But the Rambam writes, by Tfilah B'Tzibur, that's different. It's a din in that, it's not enough that just many people, the Rav Amar just smell up, but Tfilah B'Tzibur, you need 10 people. You need 6 davening and 4 being there, but you need a quorum of people. And that's what the difference. Tfilah B'Tzibur is, you have the silent Shmoneh Esrei, 10 people davening silently together. Tfilah HaTzibur is the Chazaras HaShat. So there's a Rashi in Shabbos. We know there's a minug that on a fast day, we say Aneinu in our Shmoneh Esrei. So when do we say Aneinu? When do we insert Aneinu in our Shmoneh Esrei? I know, yeah, which tefillah? Ma'ariv, Shacharis, or Mincha. Right, so actually there's a Rashi in Shabbos which quotes in the Gaonim that the practice was to say Aneinu even in the Ma'ariv before. Let's say, in fact, that's always the discussion. Let's say, Yud Zayin Tammuz. We know in Judaism the day begins at night. But yet we know the fast day, the fast meaning actual not eating, we don't begin except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur until the morning. So let's say, the big question is, when do the 3 weeks begin in terms of their other, and they're not eating? Everyone agrees you can eat until the next morning, till dawn. What about things you can't do, whether it, listening to music, whatever you don't do during the 3 weeks, haircuts, weddings, could you have a wedding the night before? Let's say, the night of Yud Zayin Tammuz. So that's that's a discussion, but the Rav always quoted this Rashi in Shabbos saying that we say Yom Tzom Tadisena, the Chalo Shem Tainis begins the night before. Even though we don't, the Isser Achila, the Isser of eating, you know, many poskim don't, they say, well, you don't start fasting until the morning, so you can do everything at night also. The Rav felt based on this Rashi, based on the Gaonim, that he says you start saying Aneinu, and you say Yom Tzom Tadisena, the status of this Yom Tzom began at night, even though in terms of specifically the Yitzhar Achila, that was too much for us to take on the night before. So he quotes already the Gonim who said the practice was to say it even the night before. We do is, our minig is, as we point out, we only do it at Mincha, at least the Yachid. We don't personally, when we're in our silent Shmona Esrei, we don't say Aneinu to Mincha. Why do we wait until Mincha? Yom Tzom Tanitzenu, it began, yeah. I mean, the Gonim are right, it started last night, or at least in the morning, because Tosis says we're concerned, we want to minimize Mikzei Kasheker. We don't want to say a lie, because it's saying, Aninanenu, and Yom Tzom, so we figure the time you get to Mincha, it's a good chance you'll make it through the fast day. And that's why the practice, even those who many times daven Mincha early, on a fast day, the practice was to do Mincha right before Shkia, so the time you're saying Aneinu, you're going to be saying the truth. Aye, but the morning, the Shriach Sibur, he goes ahead and says it in the morning. Aye, why are we afraid? So the toast is closed, it should go right, because without, that's Tfilas HaTzibur. That's not a personal individual, even if the individual would end up eating, it's not a contradiction to the Tvaresi. That's just him davening. It's representing the whole Tzibur. So the Tzibur itself, as long as the Tzibur is still fasting, it's not considered a sheker. So that's why our minig is that. So we'll continue.